Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
And your runners up here. Let's start off with the criminal with the incriminating shirt.
Yeah. A lot of times the criminals will incriminate themselves by going on social media and saying, hey, look at me. Look what I did, coppers. Well, this guy actually got away with stealing a Harley Davidson motorcycle and then took off on foot. And the cops found the motorcycle, and then they posted a picture on their Facebook page, said, hey, some guy gave a description of him, stole this motorcycle. Well, the guy took a screenshot of that wanted poster and altered it to read his name and inserted himself into the crime and onto the T-shirt and basically was busted by that and the pictures in his phone. Yeah, he stole the motorcycle, and he wore a T-shirt to prove it.
All right, and in this next one here, she just got the wrong car. This is the woman who was cheated on by Mike, and she wanted to get her revenge against Mike by spray painting Mike is a cheater across Mike's SUV, or maybe it was Mike's new girlfriend's SUV. I'm not sure which, but she did that. She spray painted Mike is a cheater across this red SUV in black spray paint. And then she knocked out a couple of side mirrors. Well, you know, the next day comes, a woman wakes up, goes out to this vehicle, this SUV, sees Mike is a cheater on her SUV. She's like, I don't know a guy named Mike. What is this? So it turns out the lady got the wrong SUV.
Oops.
Okay. Yeah. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is the lady who wanted to make sure her money was really, really clean.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
74-year-old woman in Jerusalem. Freaked out because she had $3,000 in cash, and she was worried that that money had the COVID germs all over it. And I can't have the money with the COVID germs, so I got to clean my money. So she gets out a bowl, big bowl, and she gets out some bleach, and she puts the money and the bleach in the bowl, puts it into the microwave, and I believe there is a setting on the microwave now for money. There is a setting for everything on the microwave. And she puts that in there, and off it goes.
That's not the way you launder money.
Until it started a fire and burned up her $3,000 of COVID cash. Fortunately for her, when she took her COVID money down to the bank, they felt sorry for the old lady, and they said, all right.
Knucklehead. Well, we can't tell what kind of bills these are because the ink's been bleached off of them.
But we trust you're not lying, Granny. So we'll give you $3,000, some new clean cash. Now, don't put this in the microwave, our 930 Knucklehead winner. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Oh, Thanksgiving's back at the Rockfish. Check this out. They're doing the full Thanksgiving dinners. I mean, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green bean casserole, rolls and butter, and a slice of pumpkin pie. All the fixings for $25.99. You call the Rockfish Grill before noon tomorrow, the 23rd, and you place that order, and then you pick it up on Thanksgiving Day between noon and 3, a real Thanksgiving dinner. So go to anacortesrockfish.com to find out more.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.